The Trump administration's withdrawal from northern Syria has forced Kurdish fighters there into an unexpected alliance with the Syrian regime. And the White House decision to remove U.S. troops is provoking criticism from Republicans and Democrats in Congress as a new week begins on Capitol Hill. Also today, President Trump's former top Russia advisor Fiona Hill is testifying as part of the impeachment inquiry. Hill joined the Trump administration in 2017, but left a week before the president's now infamous July phone call to Ukraine's president. NPR political reporter Tim Mak joins us now from Capitol Hill. Tim, hello.
Hi there.
And let's start with Syria. Congress officially returns from recess tomorrow, but it has not stopped Republicans and Democrats from strongly calling out the administration's retreat from northern Syria. What more can you tell us about how Congress is responding today?
Well, it's a really interesting situation because it appears that even as the specter of a possible impeachment proceeding hangs over the president, he is taking actions that are alienating what are normally his strongest supporters, Republicans in the Senate. So Republicans are speaking out like they rarely do in order to criticize this withdrawal from Syria and the resulting violence that has come after this decision was made by the White House. There's going to be bipartisan pushback on this. We've heard that there are outlines already emerging of bipartisan sanctions against Turkey. Perhaps a resolution of disapproval could come up in the Senate floor. We don't have the exact decision as to how this is going to go, but Republicans do seem eager to speak out on this issue. You know, Senator Lindsey Graham, he's a Republican of South Carolina. He's normally a very close ally of the president. But he's been also one of the most vocal in pushing back against this policy, saying that, you know, quote, we are witnessing ethnic cleansing in Syria. He also says that the emergence of ISIS is possible as a result of these actions by the Trump administration.
Well, as you say, the issue of impeachment is also front and center. The president's former Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, is testifying behind closed doors today. Again, she left the administration just before Trump's phone call to the president of Ukraine on July 25th. What insight do you think she can bring to this inquiry?
Well, like you say, you know, Fiona Hill stepped down from her post on the National Security Council just days before this now famous July phone call between the president and the leader of Ukraine. She's a foreign policy expert, specializes in Russia. So because she stepped down before this phone call, she obviously can't discuss the phone call, but she can discuss the context, what led up to it. She's expected to discuss the ouster of former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, whose abrupt removal has become a central part of this impeachment inquiry. And she's also expected to testify about her view that Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, was operating kind of a shadow foreign policy, a Ukraine policy, separate and apart from the National Security Council. So she's appearing today after receiving a congressional subpoena, and her interview is expected to last throughout the rest of the day.
Tim, quickly, there was also news over the weekend that former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, said he would step down from the board of a Chinese company. And Joe Biden said no one in his family would be involved in any foreign operation whatsoever if elected. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, this is part of what the Biden campaign is trying to do to get ahead of some of these allegations the president is pushing forward. Joe Biden and his campaign have been trying to say, look, there is going to be no one associated with my administration, yep, if I'm elected president, that works for a foreign company.
And we'll leave it right there. NPR's Tim Mak.